The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a new study says exercise may help older people retain their memories.
Tony Kornheiser, I'm sorry, what did you just say? I missed it.
Are you getting your personal trainer and your big time exercise up there in the attic?
No, but I actually went to a personal trainer today. I went to see Helen today, and I feel that I feel I'm ahead of the game because I actually remember that. I think it's helping. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Chris Paul is injured. LeBron flirts with Cleveland, and the Saudi Golf League appears to fall apart before it even gets to the first tee. But we begin today with Juwan Howard, the head coach of Michigan, swinging at and hitting Joe Krabbenhoft after a dust-up in the post-game handshake line with Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. Wilbon, you've seen this clip 1,000 times. What do you think of what happened and what should happen from here?
Well, Tony, we can see pretty much what happened. I mean, but a lot of people seem to forget where it started. I thought that Juwan Howard intended, this is my thought. I thought he was going to walk right by Gard and not acknowledge him, not shake his hand, because he was angry about a timeout called late in the game. That's what I thought was going to happen. And Gard decided to get in his way and impede his progress. And Juwan took offense to that. And then the whole thing went kaboom from there. Even if somebody stops to impede your progress, and that's sort of that can be interpreted as a hostile act. I don't know how hostile it really was. You can't take a swing. You just can't. And so, therefore, he is going to be and ought to be suspended. I think there are regular season games that are going to be impacted. I think that Michigan's got 5 regular season games. But, Tony, I mean, when coaches and programs are rivals and sometimes people don't like each other, these things are going to happen to a degree. This went beyond that degree. And I'm going to admit a bias toward Juwan Howard, who I've been friends with and is my homie and I've been friends with for years, even decades. So that's my personal bias. Having said that, you still can't have this because you then got kids swinging at each other. You got a melee. You can't have it. So there's going to be a suspension. I don't know if Gard's going to be suspended. He at least deserves a reprimand, if not a 1-game suspension. What are you doing getting in somebody's way physically and stopping their progress? You can't have that either. So it's a mess.
Yeah, I think it's bad, and I think it's inexcusable. And Juwan Howard made a fist and threw it, and when it landed on the assistant coach, it was a slap. It was no longer a fist. But a coach can't do this. It's as simple as that. Don't tell me about being provoked by Gard. Gard got in his way and did this and wanted to talk to him, and Juwan has every right to go right past him and not shake his hand because of that timeout situation. But you can't respond by throwing a punch. I mean, it's just that simple. So what I would do... What I would do is I would suspend Juwan Howard for the rest of the regular season games, as you say, 5. I'd let him coach in the Big Ten tournament and beyond. And while he was out, Mike, I would send him for anger management counseling. I felt this way a few years back about Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. When you'd see him on the sideline, and he went crazy. He was berating everybody, his own players. It was terrible. He went and got some help, and he's been better since then. I think that would serve Juwan and Michigan better because Juwan almost got something last year when Mark Turgeon was coaching Maryland. He got 2 tees and he was ejected. So there may be some anger issue there. I would not fire him. If I'm Michigan, I put my arms around him and I say, you're an alum. You're a coach. I love you, but we got to get better than this.
And that's how
I would deal with it.
Was coach of the year last year in some national surveys, and I'm pretty certain the Big Ten, and an alum, a favorite son of Michigan. Yeah. So they got to get this right, and they got to get it right now. Right now. No more. Let's move to the NBA. And a significant blow to the Phoenix Suns. Very sad right now here in the desert, Tony. All-star guard Chris Paul fractured his right thumb during Wednesday's win over the Rockets, and he's going to be out at least 6 to 8 weeks before being reevaluated. Playoffs start in about 7 weeks. Tony, the Suns have the best record in the league. Lead the West by 6.5 games. Huge lead. But Where does this injury to Chris Paul leave them now?
So let me first say that when I heard this morning, I was very surprised. And the reason I was surprised is because after what happened in that game with Chris Paul on his shooting hand, Devin Booker, his teammate, came out and said he's fine and he's going to play in the All-Star game. So yeah, he goes to the All-Star game, but he only makes a token appearance. Right, yeah. Only makes a token appearance. So obviously he knew something was bad. And now in hindsight, I understand why he would bump the ref. My other first reaction, or my second reaction, obviously, was there goes the MVP, because I think Chris Paul is a very significant MVP candidate. How will it affect the Suns? It depends on when he gets back and what percentage of total capability is there. He's not a kid. He's been around the block a time or two. So he knows how to protect himself, and he knows how to come back, and I have a lot of faith in that. But, Mike, as we both know, everybody's going to slap at that hand. That's the way it works. Let's see if that hand's any good. So that is a determining factor.
Yeah, Tony, if I go straight to the question, I don't know how huge a blow it is right now. I think the Suns can still finish with the one seed in the West. A part of it's going to depend on campaign, the backup point guard who's been out a month or close to a month. He was fabulous in relief of Chris Paul. And he's being tutored every day the last 2 years by Chris Paul. And how close can the Suns come to that? Can they finish 500 and win 59 or 60 games, which is what they would do, and they could still maybe hold on to that number one seed? You get Chris Paul back for the playoffs, and then, like you said, how quickly is he whole? How quickly is the team whole? It's a blow, Tone. There's no question. Chris Paul, to me, is right there with Joel Embiid. These guys have been the most valuable in that you look at their teams and how they respond to them. Chris Paul's the best point guard in the league. The best point guard in the league at 36 years old. And so it's just so upset me to hear this. And when the result of the MRI was not announced immediately on Friday, I told you this is a bad sign. And Chris has had lots of hand injuries, and he sort of jokingly said, it was a great line, that his hand surgeon is like part of the family now because he's had wrist and thumb and these things. But Chris does come back. He's going to be around that team every day. And as somebody who roots for the Suns, I'm certainly hopeful he can get back when the playoffs start at really, really close to 100% of Chris Paul.
I know he's your boy. I know you're close, and I understand that. The old saying is that if he didn't have bad luck, he wouldn't have luck at all.
Yeah,
he lives in bad luck. He's got no rings. He's always hurt, usually in the playoffs, not in the regular season. He should have had a ring with Kobe, and David Stern blocked that.
More than one.
I think that he is so important to the Suns, because if you go back before last year, doesn't matter who the Suns had, they had losing records. He got there. He turned everything around. That's why for 2 years I've sat here and said I think he's an MVP. Yeah. I think without him at full strength, I think they're done, because I think they are dependent on him. He's the guy. He's the guy. We move on. LeBron James returned to Cleveland for the All-Star game and made the winning shot in front of the home fans. But what he did in the game isn't nearly as intriguing as what he told The Athletic, and I quote, "The door's not closed on that," LeBron said, referring to his possible return to Cleveland. Quote, "I'm not saying I'm coming back and playing. I don't know what my future holds. I don't even know when I'm free," unquote. Wilbon, you've been on this story for weeks. What do you read into LeBron's comments?
I don't, because I think LeBron, on this topic, like a lot of others, when he talks publicly about these things, he talks directly to them. And I find that that's what he means. Like, he's got a lot there. He also talked about the possibility of playing with his son. And that's still a couple of years away. We don't know if that's going to happen, how realistic it has happened. It's very realistic that LeBron wants it to happen. But this Cleveland thing, right. I told you, Tony, if LeBron James was on Cleveland right now, let's say they had somehow been able to, before Ricky Rubio was sent away, use that contract and make a trade, and LeBron had, like, forced his way, done a James Harden, and forced his way back to Cleveland, Cleveland would be the favorite over Brooklyn, over Philly, over all of them to win, because Cleveland's that good, and then you add LeBron James, and it's home, all right? And he talks all the time, and I love it when he does it. Talks about Akron, his hometown, being 35 minutes down the road. I've been to Akron. I've seen the reaction. I've seen what it's like to be LeBron James in Northeast Ohio. I kind of hope it happens. That's what I hope. I don't know if it'll ever happen. But there's no question, Tone, he thinks about it, and he should.
Yeah, I will just say that when he says, I don't even know when I'm free, stop with that. You know every detail in your contract.
After next season,
anybody who says I'm the greatest player of all time knows the intricacies of the contract. Now, to your other point, right now, LeBron James knows that Cleveland is a lot better than the Lakers. A lot better.
Yes.
Cleveland's got Darius Garland. The Lakers don't have that. They got this kid Mobley who's going to be real good, yeah, and he knows how to win titles with Kevin Love. So he would want to go there. I would think he would want to go there. He's already taken a shot at Rob Pelinka by praising the Rams general manager for selling off draft choices so you could win now. I have read that he wants to play with his son, and I understand that. And I will say this, Mike. That's the charming ending. That's the Hallmark movie. LeBron and Bronny win a title in Cleveland. The fans cheer and you fade out. I mean, you know, it's the reunion tour and it works. Can he do it? Maybe he can do it. But the Lakers can't touch Cleveland right now in terms of ability, right?
No, they can't. And it's not as appealing on any level. And that's why I'm not going to say I was agitating, but you know how many weeks ago I told you I'd heard this, and
yes,
it just sounds,
yes,
it sounds,
yep,
so appealing. It sounds so cool, man. And people are like, he can't leave L.A. What? What? What are you talking about, people?
The Lakers, you know, right now, Anthony Davis is always hurt. Russell Westbrook can't play, and everybody else is 200
Cleveland.
Years old. Let's take
Cleveland!
A break. Coming up, now that Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau are staying with the PGA Tour, is the Saudi Golf League done?
And what does the Steelers hiring of Brian Flores tell us? Mail time next. Yeah, the Saudi
Is his
golf,
son
that,
good
that's
enough
a big
to
topic.
Play?
Is who?
Is his son good enough to play in the NBA, LeBron's son?
We don't
son?
Know
is
that.
He that
we're 2 years. We're 2 years from that. He's a promising young okay. prospect, but, you know, I don't know that the scouts have weighed in
Go to
on
Akron.
That yet.
Go to the malt shop or whatever they got in Akron.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It's mail time. You do the work. We cash the checks. Let me see what's
mail
first
point.
Here. Let me go to my glasses. Do Bryson DeChambeau's and Dustin Johnson's commitments to the PGA Tour effectively end the Saudi Golf League?
Tony, I'm not going to jump straight to end. That might seem a little presumptuous because there's so much money that seems to be available to somebody to take it. The question is, with those stars having said no this weekend, are there enough big stars to make worth offering that kind of money if you are the Saudi officials who are trying to pull together this golf league? Because right now, you don't have the kinds of stars that are going to make people say, oh, let me watch that. If all of these guys who are said to be out are really out, and we don't know where Phil is, and Phil's not going to be the Pied Piper at 51 years old. Phil can make a decision based on what Phil wants to do if all that money is still available and if it's viable.
So I agree with you that it is dead now. That doesn't mean it's dead next year. That doesn't mean it's dead the year after. If there is a business plan, we know there's a lot of money. maybe it is resuscitated on some level. But I also agree with you on this. Phil Mickelson is not enough to base a tour on. Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood are not enough to base a tour on. You've got to have young stars, and most of those young stars play on the PGA Tour. I think what this has done, Mike, is you see the ascendancy of Rory McIlroy as a true leader of all the young golfers, and you see Phil Mickelson look silly and embarrassed, and it may even hurt him in his television career. And I want to read you this quote from Rory McIlroy, because it's like a cannonball. This is a quote about Phil. I thought his comments were naive, selfish, egotistical, arrogant. It was very disappointing, sad. I'm sure Phil's at home rethinking his position, you know, where he goes from here. That is like, hey, old
that's
man, shut up and sit down. That is a
that's
shot,
a,
Mike.
That's a shot, yeah. I'm going to mention another guy, Tony, who Nail seems to be a Pied Piper among the youngsters, and that's Colin Morikawa. You're right. Rory, a little older. Colin, whatever it is, maybe eight years younger.
Not going. He's staying on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one Pied Piper, Mike. There's one. Tiger Woods. There's one.
That's right.
He's the one.
He's the ultimate.
What does the Steelers and Mike Tomlin's hire of Brian Flores tell you?
That to me, Tony, my first reaction is I'm not surprised. This is the Steelers. There are some teams, some franchises, some notable families like the Rooneys who don't want anything to do with the allegation that is tied up in that class action suit. They are saying publicly, we will hire whomever we want to hire, and it's going to be inclusive. When we interview, that process is going to be inclusive. We don't need a rule, even though, oh, wait, it's named after the Rooneys, the Steelers owners.
Yeah,
and
right.
There's some people like that, and Bisciotti at the Ravens, and the 49ers, and the Chiefs, and they run away from this. They say, look, just look at what we do. We're not like the others. We will hire people and we will make this open. We're not like them. And that's what they say, Tony. They separate themselves. And the Steelers, they're the leaders of that, if you will.
So it tells me that Mike Tomlin is smart because he picked up a really good coach, right? It doesn't change
that
the lawsuit,
too, yes.
Mike.
Yes,
The lawsuit takes the position that black coaches don't become head coaches commensurate with what they should. Well, that lawsuit is ongoing. Brian Flores is not a head coach now. He's an assistant coach. What this reminds me of is what Nick Saban does at Alabama in this regard. He combs the country for coaches that got fired who are good coaches, and he hires them. And he rehabilitates them. And then they go on to become head coaches, like Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian and Greg Schiano. Mike Tomlin's not afraid for his job to have a strong coach next to him.
No.
He wants a strong coach next to him because he knows what he's doing. It's pretty simple. Enough,
but Tony, remember,
let's take
you're
one
100%
last
right. Hold on, let me make this point. Mike Tomlin is emboldened by his owner. And his
by the Rooneys. Yes, no,
whom?
That's you're right.
The Rooneys.
The Rooneys. You're right. It's their rule. Let's take one last break. Still to come. Does the Nets' latest addition make sense for what they need?
And the NBA 75 celebration puts modern legends on the same floor with historic legends.
I think it's a smart move. To hire him. And by the way, I'm not one of those people who thinks he can't get a head coaching job in the league, Flores. I'm not one of those. I think he can.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 39th birthday yesterday, Justin Verlander. The most accomplished active pitcher in baseball, started for the Astros on opening day of 2020, and he hasn't pitched since. Verlander, who leads all active pitchers with 226 wins and was MVP of the American League in 2011 with the Tigers, came down with an elbow issue and had Tommy John surgery. By all accounts, Verlander's rehabilitation is going well, and the Astros signed him to a 2-year, $50 million contract with Verlander's option in the second year. The Astros made the World Series last year without him. A fully healthy Verlander might make Houston the best team in baseball.
I was going to say, Tony, if you're Houston, you got to be excited at any good news about Verlander's attempt to come back. I mean, it just gives you such a jolt in that clubhouse, the rest of those teammates.
A not-so-happy anniversary, Zion Williamson. Around this day 3 years ago, less than 1 minute into the game with blood rival North Carolina, Duke star freshman Shu exploded, spraining Zion's right knee, causing him to miss the last 6 games of the regular season. Zion came back to lead Duke to win the ACC tournament and get to the Final Eight. Zion was then drafted number 1 overall by the New Orleans Pelicans, but he has played only 85 out of a possible 203 games for New Orleans. He hasn't played 1 minute this season. Meanwhile, Ja Morant, who was drafted right after Zion by the Memphis Grizzlies, has become a full-fledged star.
Yeah, Tony, and that sort of allows for the comparisons to even just be more stark, that you've got, you know, you've got Zion, who we haven't seen other than some commercials. That's the extent of which we've seen him. I just hope he can be healthy enough and they can figure out how he can play and be used at the top of his abilities without having year after year after year of injuries.
Happy trails to All-Star Weekend. Obi Toppin won a dull dunk contest. Karl-Anthony Towns, somewhat surprisingly, won the three-point contest. But Mike, you and I talked this morning on my podcast, and I know what moved you the most was the parade of so many members of the 75th anniversary team. It was like being at a living museum, watching them walk through that ceremony. For me, the oldest guys like Bob Pettit, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, Billy Cunningham, Dave Bing, they provided the thrill. But I'll bet that Michael Jordan hugging LeBron got to you.
Tony, you know, all of it did. I mean, because the players you mentioned, I grew up with my father sitting in our den with my father and my brother, watching them and cheering for them and learning everything about the NBA from them and idolizing some of them. And then the guys I know are out there, and Jordan and Magic and Charles said on the air, it made him emotional. It got to him. It certainly got to me just sitting in my family room watching this. It was stunning, and it was more important than anything that happened this time. In 1997, the last time they did this with the 50, I was there. Everyone was alive except Pete Maravich. Sadly, we've lost a lot of those great gentlemen, Tony.
Quick to the big finish, the Nets signed Goran Dragic. Big deal?
For the Nets, depth? Yeah, at that position, yes. Florida edged number 2 Auburn by a single point. Significant?
Mike, I don't have any particular faith in any of the top teams. I just don't. Austin Cindric won the Daytona 500. Are you impressed?
Tony, I was rooting for Bubba Wallace and sort of watching the end of that. And what a photo finish, but I was rooting for Bubba, who finished second. Medina Spirit was officially stripped of last year's Kentucky Derby title. Your thoughts?
I thought this happened months ago. I didn't know it was hanging around until now. Bob Baffert suspended 90 days through the Derby. He'll appeal, of course. Last one, the Bruins blasted the league-leading Avalanche this afternoon. I'll bet you're surprised.
A little, Tony. I mean, the Bruins are in the playoffs, but they're the last wild card team. But they're 10 points clear. But that's a surprise. Colorado, 36-10-4. Surprised they lost like that.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Eddie and Mindy, great to see you.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.